So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% plus free installation on qualifying purchases. Up to 40% off right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from our nation's capital. I am coming to you live from Washington, D.C. It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is joining us live from New York City. Thank you to you for listening all over North America. East Coast, West Coast, down south, Midwest, mountains, everything in between. What's up, Canada? I like Canada. Love Canada. Love it. People tuned in on the free Odyssey app. People listening live on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Shout outs to everybody here in D.C. tuned in on 106.7 The Fan. Thank you, CK. Appreciate you. Thank you to people on Sirius XM Channel 158, on the highways, the byways, the truck drivers, the Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, the restaurateurs, the bar backs, the bartenders, the chefs, the sous chefs, the people in the hospital, the caretakers, the airport workers, everybody. What's up, firefighters? Sitting around playing cards, hoping that things don't burn? What's up, police officers, hoping that you don't have to go outside and encounter a knucklehead? Shout-outs to everybody. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. I've been hanging out for 3 hours already. It's been a busy night. We had two NFL preseason games. Who cares, right? Preseason, you kind of go, let's go, regular season, unless it's the Indianapolis Colts. Anthony Richardson is playing. Colts win 27-13. He doesn't have anything to do with the victory because he took 17 passes. He attempted 17 passes. He only completed 6 of them, and he got sacked. There is your QB1 for the Indianapolis Colts. Meanwhile, Gardner Minshew goes out there, and he completes 9 of 11 passes. Philadelphia Eagles? Yeah, it ain't no Jalen Hurts. For what? Let that man sit back and chill. The Steelers, they wiped out the Falcons 24-0. There was no Desmond Ridder. Kenny Pickett only went out there and went 4-4. No big deal. Just a dress rehearsal, and not just for the players. Preseason is a dress rehearsal for the concession workers, the parking lot attendants. It's a dress rehearsal for the announcers and the announcers and the producers and the television staff. It's a dress rehearsal for everybody. I told you to start the show off. My main concern for Anthony Richardson is that they have thrown him out there too soon, and it's not because of Shane Steichen. It's because of Jim Irsay just wanting to play with his fancy new toy right out of the box. Jim Irsay is a guy who doesn't read the instructions and then breaks his toy. And then he gets mad when it's broken. Well, dummy, it's said that you have to pull the string out of his back first, you stupid idiot. Like, what is this guy's problem? Jim Irsay was probably the kid he was told, hey, man, don't touch the stove. It's hot. Don't touch it. Just wait. let the pie cool on the counter before you touch it. This idiot touched the stove and the pie and burned himself twice. Like, take your time, man. It's the same guy that saw Jeff Saturday on television and thought it'd be a good idea to hire him as his head coach in the middle of a season. Who's advising this guy? Is he the football know-it-all? Like, I ain't no football know-it-all, but I can even look at his decisions and go, what is he doing? What a genius. It's sarcasm. Anyway, we talked about Anthony Richardson. We talked about Shohei Ohtani. What type of contract is he going to get? I have no idea. This guy got a torn ligament in his elbow. We haven't seen anybody like this. Even Babe Ruth didn't hit and pitch like this at the same time. This is a special case for Shohei Ohtani. And he's going to scream from the mountaintops that he's still going to pitch, because if it's $5 million, $10 million, $15, $20, another $30 that he can make, he's going to get it. It won't be the same type of contract with regards to money. It won't be the same type of contract in regards to length. But was anybody going to give him like a 10-year deal? We're going to pay you until you're 40. You're going to hit and you're going to pitch. Like, what? No, come on. Can't do that. Jerry Jeudy hurt his hamstring. So that's KJ Hamler. Patrick is down. Jerry Jeudy hamstring out for weeks. Russell Wilson is going to throw the ball to himself. Congratulations. Steven Strasburg, World Series MVP in 2019 for the Washington Nationals. He's going to officially retire. He wanted to be able to at least go out on the mound and walk off on his own, jog out there. Can't happen. It's been reported that you want to talk about nerve damage. There's so many times we hear about injuries with athletes. And you don't think about what this means for them in their quality of life. He is 35 years old. It's been reported that he is having difficulty at times turning a doorknob or picking up his children. They had to remove a rib. They had to remove two muscles in his neck to try to get feeling back in the right side of his body. Damn. All this from pitching. I told you, pitching is such an unnatural motion. Name me a pitcher, and it's very few, that didn't get hurt or doesn't have some type of arm ailment or issue in their life at some point in their career. It seems almost impossible. I hope Steven Strasburg can find some peace in what he has accomplished and whatever his life after just baseball is going to look like. Trey Lance, he might be QB3. But he's expected to stick around, I think, for now with the San Francisco 49ers. John Lynch pretty much said, hey, I don't think we're going to move him right now. John Lynch actually spoke to KNBR up in the Bay, and this is what he had to say.
That's probably the most likely option, is that he's here. If we could find a landing spot for Trey that is, you know, is a really good one for him and, you know, works for our organization, that's not something we turn a blind eye to. But that's not where our focus is right now. That's kind of where we're at. Yeah, there's viable options for all players. But right now, Trey's a part of our team, and we're going to move forward with that in mind.
Until somebody's quarterback goes down and then we trade him. That's it. And they're not going to get back the appropriate value. Like trading 3 firsts to the Dolphins, like they ain't getting that back. You can throw that idea out the window. It stinks. Let's see where Trey Lance ends up next. I don't think he's going to be QB3 forever with the 49ers, unless the 49ers have a season like last year where every single quarterback at some point in time got hurt, especially when we got into the playoffs. I thought they were going to have to start pulling just quarterbacks out of the stands to be competitive against the Eagles. It's hard out here trying to win. It's hard out here trying to win a championship. And that's going to actually lead me to some news that popped today. Look, you don't got to be a football fan. And I'm not talking about American football. I'm talking about global football. I'm talking about soccer. But I think this story might be relatable to anyone who's worked. Whether you have a job now or you're looking for a job, you hope to have one, this might be relatable. And hopefully it's not to you in the future. You go to work. and you run into someone and you're just like, oh, okay, this is an attractive individual. But because you need to be professional, because you value your job, because you have morals, you keep it to work. Most times. I mean, the world, especially recently, the news is littered with workplace misconduct. People who use and abuse their power to get their way. In a personal way. In a sexual way. And this is permeated all throughout the professional world. It exists if you are a trucker. It exists if you work in an office. It exists if you work in a back room. It exists everywhere. Wherever you have human beings and people have physical attraction of which exists, these things happen. A lot of times, unfortunately, they happen without consent. And so you might know, probably do, the Women's World Cup just wrapped up. Spain beat England 1-0. The United States was nowhere to be found because the United States women's national team this year, they sucked. I got that out the way. And so what happens after you celebrate? Hey, Shep, after you do something great, you celebrate by doing what? You get ice cream or something?
Did you take my dog for a walk?
Yeah, that's a great celebration. Yes.
Thank you.
When Spain, you're welcome. When Spain wins the World Cup, how do they celebrate? Think they might have a beer, right? Have some champagne. Well, we know in the world of sports, you receive a trophy. Well, in this case, in soccer, they receive a trophy. The players receive individual medals, just like players here in the United States of America would receive rings. And so during Spain's medal and trophy celebration, Spain's star player, Jenny Hermoso, she's the all-time leading goal scorer for Spain's soccer team. She walks by the GM. She walks by the president of the Spanish football club, Luis Rubiales. And he doesn't just shake her hand. He doesn't just give her a hug. He grabs her by the head and gives her a kiss on the lips. The day after, people are like, whoa, man, that's inappropriate. You just can't kiss your player in the lips after a game. You can't do that. You know, after Greg Popovich wins a championship, he's not kissing Tim Duncan in the mouth. You know, Pat Summitt is not grabbing one of her players, and she's not smooching Candace Parker. And I mean, we can go on and on. Mike Tomlin ain't kissing Ben Roethlisberger or a Cowher. I mean, that's not what's happening. Shake hands, give him a hug, pat him on the back, pat him on the ass, keep it moving. I don't even know if it'd be appropriate for him to do that, Luis Rubiales. And so after the fact, he said anyone who took issue and not understood didn't understand the passion in the moment of winning a championship, he initially called them an idiot. And then he walked that back and he apologized. Oh, I shouldn't have done it. You're right. I can't do it. I'm the boss. Can't kiss. And I take away from the moment. What about the woman who got kissed? Initially, she said that there was no problem. Jokingly said that there was no problem. And then later on, she said that she didn't like it. And then there was a point in time where she said it was just a spontaneous mutual gesture because of the immense joy. That was attributed to her, but I guess that was incorrect because she put out a new statement. My union, in coordination with my marketing agency, are taking care of defending my interests and being the interlocutors on this matter. It's the investigators in the matter. FIFA, you know FIFA. It's like the big bad mafia organization that oversees global football. They're kind of dirty. FIFA said that they were investigating Luis Rubiales, and that Rubiales, he needed to be investigated for what he did, kissing his own player, and whether or not he needed to be punished. But we got an additional report today that after initially calling people who looked at him and said that what he did was inappropriate, initially calling them idiots and then apologizing, it looks like he's going to take another step by quitting. This was the story that ran on Sky Sports. Listen to this.
Jenny Hermoso and the World Players Union FIFPro has called for action to be taken against Spanish FA president Luis Rubiales.
Yeah, Rubiales kissed Hermoso on the lips during the medal ceremony following Spain's 1-0 win over England. And this incident sparked outrage around the world. Rubiales, who initially called the critics idiots, issued an apology on Monday, but is still facing calls to resign, with Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez describing the apology as insufficient.
Well, it's reported that he's going to quit. That tomorrow, today, depending on where you live, on Friday, he's going to quit. That he has considered resigning because they basically looked him in the face and said, listen, bruh, you need to quit yourself or we're going to ban you. Is this too much? Does he need to be banned? Is there a history here of him just abusing and harassing his employees and his players? And yeah, he's a guy. He's a man. He's a dude. He oversees the women's football club. He kissed a woman unsolicited. She didn't ask for it. She didn't want it. We haven't heard about any relationship between the two of them. We also haven't heard any word about him just running around kissing people. And certainly what he did was a mistake. It was a distraction. This is akin to all that nonsense that went on with the Orioles right up the road from me here. Kevin Brown, that instead of looking at the wins, the W's, the celebrations, the success of the team, people are paying attention to the boss who kissed his, I don't know, he kissed his player. You got to be smarter than that. You don't become a distraction from, guess what? The team. Why? Because it is a team. Nobody wants to be the story. And that's exactly what he's done. He didn't help himself by coming out of the gate and calling people who looked at him funny idiots. Bad idea, buddy. Bad idea. And so now FIFA, everybody's investigating. They're trying to tell him you need to quit or you will be banned. I think banning him is too much. Punish him. I mean, he's been punished enough here at this point, but punish him. Make him go to idiot class for sexual harassment. Look. I got to sit here. Not now. I think most corporate jobs you have to do it. Every now and then you sit down and you got to take, video courses about, don't touch this employee. Don't touch that employee. Keep your hands to yourself. Don't do this. They do these things. I'm sure he's been through the same. You can't touch your coworkers. You don't touch anybody unless there's consent there. And so if she's uncomfortable, yeah, man, be punished. Put him away, but don't ban the dude. We're going to ban the guy forever? Shep, do you think he should be banned forever? I mean, it's a little much. That's what I think.
It's a little much. But again, to your point, he really screwed himself over, and it wasn't just about the kiss.
It was after he called the people idiots?
Correct.
Yeah. He didn't help himself. And I know there are going to be some folks who look at the player, Jenny Hermoso, and go, she said it was okay. Look, do you know how many people, and this is all in all seriousness, unfortunately, there are people who are assaulted all the time and say things like, oh, it's just okay, just so they can function, just so they can get by, just go through the day for things that are worse than a kiss. And so to hear her say that, to try to just sweep the situation under the rug and just make it go away is totally reasonable. So I'm not so much concerned about her initial consent or her joking about it. Come on. How many people joke and laugh to, quote unquote, make the pain go away? And this ain't pain, but this was certainly something unimaginable. And who knows, very well, after this entire experience, you don't think Jenny Hermoso's sick of this? You don't think that she's tired of being having this global attention? I ain't know who this woman was until she got kissed by her boss after she won the World Cup. I don't think that's what makes her happy. I don't think that makes the Spanish Football Federation happy. And Luis Rubiales, yeah, give him a punishment. But to threaten to ban him, I think that's much. I'm going to take your calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, we got to be respectful here. You got to be considerate of other people. Keep your hands to yourself. He didn't do that. If he has a history, then sure, yeah, fine, ban him. Get him the hell out of here. Before a kiss in public, punish him. Don't send him to football hell forever. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to your show almost every night, at least for a little bit at a time. You do such a good job, man. I said it then, I'm going to say it again. You deserve a raise. Whoever needs to hear that, get this audio up to them. Second time I'm calling, second time I'm saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Luis Rubiales, never heard of him. Kisses his own player. And now he might be banned from football forever. And there's additional news here. At one point in time during the game action, I found this out. There was a point where he allegedly, you know, grabbed his crotch. You know, you're on the crucial point of the game is, instead of throwing up a middle finger or, F you guys, we're going to beat you or whatever, he just grabbed his crotch in the box, like up in the management box. So I guess you can't do that either. Shep, does that change your mind? No.
Not at all.
Suspend him, right? Don't ban him forever.
I agree.
It's a wild world. People get the boot. This is not exactly... Did Joe Namath, he didn't actually kiss Susie. He just said he wanted to kiss her, right?
Well, that was, but times were a lot different then.
What was that, 20 years ago?
It was, point. Yeah.
Maybe more than that.
Right. I mean, look, and when you are a legend in any respective field, and you are Broadway Joe, and you are a sex symbol, at least he was in his heyday.
I was about to say.
Right. You are somebody that was honestly the most popular player in that respective sport at the time. There's different rules that apply, unfortunately. Like JR, like if this was a player, let's just say this was a player doing that to a coach, right? The player would still be there.
Yeah, in what case? It's difficult because, first of all, like, let's be honest. Team sports here in the United States of America, at least, we don't necessarily have an equivalent. It'd be like if Rick, remember Rick Mulhorn, did he coached the Shock? Where did he coach?
Yeah, he was with Lambeer, who was the head coach, and Mulhorn, I believe was the assistant. You're right.
Right. So if Lambeer won a championship, and I don't know who he smooshed, but let's just say they won a championship. I mean, it'd be a big deal. Like he'd probably get fired, right? Isn't that not the same thing? That's not an equivalent?
He would, but obviously if the roles were reversed, players, like, as a coach, you're held to a certain standard, whereas a player, there's a lot more leeway in what you can get away with, or if you're just a star in any respective entertainment profession. But coaches right. have to be held to a different standard.
Oh, I get it. But right. Now that I'm thinking out more, it's not really an equivalent here in the United States. But it'd be the same treatment.
I see what you're saying. But again, but Rick Mahorn is as nice of a guy as he is, and as successful as he was as an MMA career, he's not Isaiah Thomas, who we both know got away with more than he probably should have time in New York.
With Anuka Brown Sanders, Madison Square Garden had to pay an entire settlement because he allegedly made someone uncomfortable or sexually harassed them. But I'm specifically talking about what took place in public. If I don't care if male coach or male general manager X kissed player Y, they'd get fired. They would. If they initiated, they'd get fired. I don't know if they'd get banned, and that's what they're talking about doing with this Spanish president. They're talking about banning this dude. They have his back pretty much up against the wall, and you need to quit. You need to step down. Otherwise, we're going to give you the boot. I guess he's going to find out. This is a massive mistake on his part. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Craig is here from Arizona. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, you are a great sports psychologist, as I've always said.
Where you been? It's been a long time, Craig. How are you?
Well, thanks for remembering me.
Why would I forget?
And I think last time when I hopped on, I was thanking you for going to all these colleges and all that kind of good stuff. But I've been around sports a lot, just like you have. I worked in television for 27 years, and I hate to see that kind of stuff that just happened. But what are the two most elements in our universe? They are hydrogen and stupidity. And so when coaches like that do dumb things, it's all about stupidity and emotion and all that kind of stuff. And I hate to see it.
I understand. Well, you know what? He's not even a coach. He's like the president. He's the boss, boss, boss. It's worse,
so
right?
He ought to be out, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not mad if they fire him, but they start and talk about banning him. That's a little much, I think. All right.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
That sounds like a little bit too much.
Okay. Well, thank you, Craig. Call more often, okay?
Hey, I will. And can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, Barry Bonds being in the Hall. I got a friend who has played in the major leagues, thinks that Barry should be there.
Okay.
I've been a National League Giants fan for a long time. Since 1985, I was born in Vallejo in the Bay Area. But I still wouldn't vote for Barry. And I got a couple of good sports hosts like yourself, like Jody Mack. He says no. Rich Herrera says yes. What would you say?
I would also say no. I'd say no.
But I agree with you.
I'm not the type of guy to be like, oh, my God, they voted him in. Well, first of all, he's not being voted in. He would need one of these committees to put him in. And if they put him in, I'm not going to whine or cry. I just actually value, and we can't go back in the record books and expunge all of the terrible human beings, whether they were abusers or racists and what have you. We can't expunge them. But I actually value the morality clause that exists in getting into Cooperstown, and that also exists in most of these Hall of Fames.
I totally agree with you. Thanks.
All right. Well, Craig, you be safe, okay? Be well.
Thank you.
No doubt. Let's go from Arizona to Atlanta. Wayne, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to comment on your subject, but when I say this, would you please answer for me that the time frame you think it'll take for the guy in Carolina to become a Super Bowl champion quarterback? But I would neither suspend him or ban him because it was just an emotional situation. A deep, deep apology should be sufficient, along with some community service to a women's organization. But that's what I would do.
Okay. Man, I got no idea how long it's going to take Bryce Young. There's no certainty that he will become a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. He could take one hit and disappear. He could be too small. I think he'll be okay in the NFL. I think at minimum he's going to have 2 years of a shot to play unless he gets injured. But it's impossible. It's really impossible for me to sit here and say I think he's going to be a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. And
that's the great assumption. If he doesn't get hurt, I should have said that. But if he doesn't get hurt.
Well, if he doesn't, that doesn't mean that he's gonna be great either way. You know, he could just be good. I mean, how long has Kirk Cousins been running around just good? What's he winning? Nothing. You know, Ryan Tannehill, he's been good enough to been okay. What's he winning? Nothing. So I can't tell you where Bryce Young is gonna end up, even if he is scotch free throughout his career. But let's see what happens. I think he'll be good, Wayne. You take care, okay?
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Beck is here from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, guys? With this whole kissing thing, I mean, yeah, it's optics and everything else. I mean, again, regardless of sexual preferences or not, as anybody said, maybe they had a secret fling back in the past, and just out of raw emotions in that moment, it just naturally happened. Again, who knows? That's all speculation. Doesn't matter. But, yeah, I mean, it happened.
Well, I was going to say that, yes.
It is what it is. And, of course, me being in part of the Spanish culture and living in the Spanish culture, I mean, I always felt awkward when you meet people. They always come in and you lean in, you do the hug or the handshake, or you go in for the kisses. Never
kiss.
Close to the mouth. But, I mean, that always felt awkward where you're in that, you know, with the certain cultures that it's, you know, natural or certain things. But, yes, kissing on the lips is a whole different ball
game. He grabbed her by the head and kissed on the lips. It wasn't like, oh, but accidentally meant to kiss her on the cheek and I got her lips. He grabbed her by the head and kissed her mouth.
Now, did he do that? I mean, again, I didn't see it. I mean, obviously, I've heard the news. I mean, did he do that with how many other players were on that team that crossed that stage? So, again, maybe there was something
no.
that nobody knows about that.
Yeah, but like you said, it's irrelevant. He did it. We don't know. I'm sure by now, the way the world works, if there was a relationship, we would have heard about it. We haven't. And this woman put out a statement saying that she didn't appreciate it. So there we have it.
And then real quick, if you got with this whole soccer thing and Messi last night, this continued streak going on and how it all started with the pub sub conversation weeks ago. Now he may even have his own pub sub. Maybe it'll be filet mignon or something. On it. But I mean, again, with this, even us being in the local market here, regardless, this wasn't on the Apple TV app. I mean, it was locally on Telemundo in Spanish. But again, if we're moving this forward in this country, even in the local market in Miami or nationally, that you have to find it, that it's not televised for free. If Apple's making all this money with subscriptions, why can't the local market have it for free and then everybody else can pay to see it or have the subscription?
Well,
again, if they
that's news. Uh-huh. You don't have to repeat yourself. I got you. That's news to me that it wasn't distributed locally on Apple TV. But let me tell you something. The audience that is watching and looking for Messi, that really wants to see Messi, they are having absolutely no problem with watching it on a streaming service like Apple. Not at all. Because it's younger folks. They don't have them issues with popping open Amazon. Like, it's not there. I don't think there's a concern there, man. That is a problem that baseball needs to tackle. Blackout rules, et cetera, things of that nature. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. Before we roll out, I'm going to let you know once again why I'm here in D.C. And I've gotten quite a few messages this evening. People mentioning Bray Wyatt and Terry Funk. You don't know who the hell they are? I'll tell you who they are on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, listen, man, love the show and really appreciate your candor, man. It's refreshing.
First time listening to your show, very much enjoy it.
I just wanted to say real fast, though, I just found you on the radio the other day, and you've been a godsend. You've got a long time listening for me. Let's feel them out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You just heard the number. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls before I'm forced to roll out. As I told you throughout the course of the evening, I'm coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Thank you once again to everyone here at 106.7 The Fan in Odyssey, D.C. for all of the hospitality. Always a pleasure to run through the nation's capital. I'm here quite frequently. I was just here, I don't even know, a couple of weeks ago for the MLS All-Star Game, and now I'm back. Tomorrow, Friday night, I'm going to be here in the Baltimore, Maryland, D.C., Virginia area. The Universe Soul Circus is here at National Harbor. And kudos to the Universe Soul Circus, not for honoring me, but for honoring Special Olympics and its athletes. And so we're going to have a good old time. We're just really taking in how we can utilize sports and athletics to be inclusive. And so for the circus to acknowledge that and to invite out so many Special Olympics athletes, if you want to come to the Universe Soul Circus, if you're here in the D.C. area, for my folks who are in the D.C. area, come through. UniverseSoulCircus.com. Come, cop a ticket, come say what's up. I'm going to be on the radio and TV all day tomorrow talking about the importance of inclusion and how we can utilize sports to do good. So it'll be a great time at the circus on Friday night. The show gets started at 7 p.m. We'll even be filming and recording an Agents of Inclusion episode in the tent of the circus prior to the show going down. So a busy day tomorrow, but one that I'm really looking forward to. Shout outs to all my folks here in D.C. Feel free. Get a ticket. Come through to the Universe Soul Circus. Bring your kids, your grandkids, your family. It'll be a great time as the show is going to be a lot of fun. And we'll see. If I'm not here on Monday, you know what happened. I'm in a body cast and I didn't make it, but I most certainly think that I'll be okay. I received a lot of messages to reference or refer to these guys tonight. All my WWE wrestling fans out there, professional wrestling fans, Bray Wyatt passed away unexpectedly today at the age of 36 years old. Bray Wyatt, I don't even know how many characters he played. He played like the Swamp Guy. He played the Fiend, which I thought was an amazing horror-themed type character. It's sad. 36 years old. We don't know the conditions and why. He recently came back to WWE, I think, at the end of last year. I actually saw him at a live event down in New Orleans. Shout out to my main man, Shadell. We were both there. Saw the guy. He just made his comeback, and then he disappeared a few months later, and no one knew why he was pulled. They said it was a medical condition, and in the world of wrestling, you never know what's real or not real. This was certainly a real situation. He is no longer here, as I know he has left behind multiple children and a wife. All the best to his family. Also, and that's a little new school. I know his dad, the Rotunda family, is runs deep. Another wrestling family lost a legend yesterday. For all the OG fans, you might remember Terry Funk from another wrestling family. Terry Funk passing away yesterday at the age of 79. And if you watched Terry Funk, if you saw any of his matches, God bless him for making it to almost 80 years old, because that dude went through the ringer. A lot of violence, especially as he got older. So all my wrestling fans out there, losing Bray Wyatt today, losing Terry Funk yesterday. It ain't the best of stories. Let's get some more of your calls before we roll out. It's 855-212-4CBS. All the best to their families. Let's go ahead and talk to Barbara, calling from Washington State. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just up late. Got a cold, but
feel better.
Yourself.
Good. Feel better.
Oh, thank you. I did want to comment about that kiss. I would compare it to Robert Kraft kissing Tom Brady after a Super Bowl. Totally unnecessary.
Right.
You know, not going to happen. But he stole that moment from her.
He did. You're right. You're right. So do you believe he should get fired? I mean, they're talking about banning him completely.
Well, I saw on Instagram that he already resigned himself, but there's still an investigation going to happen with Fife. But that whole Spanish team, before they even left for the World Cup, a lot of their players opted out because they had sexual allegations they had grievances against the Spanish organization, and they weren't being addressed, so they stepped back. The three players, the lady that scored the winning goal, Jenny Hermosa, and then one more player, came back to their national team to attend the World Cup. But those allegations, nobody's talking
sure.
about
they
those
had
investigations.
Beef. Yes, because they had beef with the coach. That much I knew. And that was
yeah.
that was separate than what took place with the president, Luis Rubiales. I know those are two separate incidents.
Right.
So maybe, I don't know, they won the whole thing. Maybe they wipe everybody out. You know, they can't take away that success. Well, Barbara, well, I appreciate you calling. You got something else? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the Seahawks season, and go Hawks.
You believe in Geno Smith?
I like Geno Smith. I came into the league. I was like, all right, they chose him. This was last season. They chose him. All right, I'm going to get behind Geno. Let's go, Geno. And I went in optimistic, and he delivered that whole season. So I was really excited about that.
All right. Let's see if he can do it again. I'm not so sure he can do it for more than 2 years, but, hey, God bless him. You feel better, Barbara, okay? Take some meds.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Best. Yeah, shout out. Thank you, Barbara. That was nice of her to call, Shep, now, wasn't it?
It was.
And she was sick. She didn't have to call.
Played hurt.
She did what?
She was playing hurt.
She was faking.
I'm not saying she was faking.
What's the difference between playing hurt? Oh, okay. I thought you were saying she was playing hurt, as in she was not being honest with us about her ailment. Anyway. Hey, Chef, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to be in a circus, man.
I know, man. And I'm not going to see you. I'm not going to see you next week. So it's going to be about a week and a half till we work together, man.
So what happens? Am I supposed to quit tomorrow?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's always a privilege. I will miss you in the meantime, my friend. I know you're going to have great shows on here and WFAN, of course. I look forward to connecting with you again in a week and a half.
Yeah, no doubt. Or even WFAN. I'm not going to be there on Saturday. And then the next Saturday is a holiday. I won't be there either.
Oh, wow. This is a big deal in Washington.
Well, not because of that. I'm just, it's a lot. But anyway. I'm going to be all over the place. If you want to catch up, I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope you're safe. I hope you're cool. I hope you're well. Thank you, Shep. Thank you to everybody listening. Hey, I'll be back Monday. Shep is holding it down tomorrow. The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. Don't move. Amy Lawrence, she is coming up next. Y'all be well. Thank you.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At Get Joy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. Get Joy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.